The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the most common practice we do here at IMC is called mindfulness. People have all kinds of associations with what mindfulness is. But sometimes I like to think that what mindfulness is different in different situations. And part of the task of being mindful, of monitoring, tracking what's going on, is to know what kind of attention, what kind of presence, what kind of mindfulness is needed in the given situation we're in. And to have the fluidity, the flexibility to switch and change, you know, the kind of attention we have. So sometimes what's needed is attention to detail. You focus on something very particular and refined in your breath, perhaps, or in your world around you. And sometimes what's called for is a very broad panoramic or broad, wide-angle kind of awareness of what's going on. Rather than focusing on the particular person you're with and the conversation you're having, perhaps you need to open up the attention and take in the whole crowd, the whole people, the whole room, and the group kind of dynamics that's going on if you're in a group situation. So how do you know if what's needed is the small or the large? You do it by checking it out. And so I find, like, sometimes if I'm being very focused for a long time in practice on a particular thing, sometimes I'll step back and say, what am I missing here? What else is going on here? Or if I'm really broad in my attention, very broad, spacious awareness, sometimes I'll check out, it would be useful here to focus in more precisely and look at something more carefully. So part of the flexibility is not just the lens, how wide, this narrow kind of close-up lens or wide-angle lens that we use, but also is what do we pay attention to? And so to have some wisdom to know, oh, now I need to focus on my body, what's going on here physically. So now I need to focus on my emotions, or now I need to focus on what I'm belief and my thoughts. Now I need to stop focusing on myself. I need to focus on someone else, the situation around me. When you're driving, maybe you should be focusing on driving as opposed to other things that you could be thinking about or something. And so to have, the key thing is the flexibility to be able to explore and see, maybe what I need to focus on here or pay attention to is different than what I think it is. And if we're paying attention to one thing for a long time, it's helpful to step back and say, what else is going on here that maybe needs attention here? I keep focusing on the past. I'm thinking over and over again about what happened in the past and reviewing the past and to notice, oh, that's what's going on. That's my focus right now. Is this what serves me best? Do I have the flexibility to not focus on the past, but to focus on the present, if that's what needs to be attended to here? So one of the descriptions, I think, of someone who's mature in mindfulness practice is not only that they have the ability to be mindful, but they have the flexibility to be able to switch back and forth in different states of attention, different focus of attention, different states of being. So it's not just a matter of always being one way. It's not always about being calm or in some deep state of concentration. You can be in some very deep state of concentration, perhaps, and something can happen around you that requires you to change gears right away. Maybe someone, I don't know, it could be anything. On Sunday here at IMC, near the end of our sitting, there was a police officer came to our door. And so usually when a police officer comes to the door, a lot of people come to our door and we just keep sitting. But a police officer comes, it requires a different attention. I wasn't the one that went to the door to receive the officer, But you don't just kind of show up there with wide eyes. Wow. wow, this present moment is sparkling and everything's so special, and boy, your eyes and the glint on your gun, I can really feel this is really kind of, you know, I can, the attention to detail, wow, that's really, you know.
That's what you get.
You know, you need some flexibility, you know, flexibility to know, well, this requires me to get out of that mode. That was appropriate in one kind of situation, but now I need to kind of, you know, yes, sir. My next was a her, so yes, ma'am. I don't know, what do you say? Yes, officer. So that flexibility to kind of go in and out is very important, and to learn that flexibility for people who have the ability to get into deep states of concentration, it's very important to learn how to come out of that and not hold on to that or be stuck in it, and have the capacity to come out and be fluid, and because something else is needed. Some other way of being in the world is needed. But then if you come into IMC, for example, and you're scattered and running around, and here people are really settled and calm, then you have the flexibility to notice that and adjust accordingly. Not come in here like you're a lumberjack, kind of pounding the floors and slamming doors and yelling out, you know, when's the next sitting? You know, just, you know, this is a place to kind of settle down, quiet down, and be in different mode. So to have the flexibility, fluidity, I think is a very important part of practice. The other part of our practice, mindfulness, is that it's not just a matter of bringing attention, different kinds of attention, but it's also a matter of bringing different kinds of involvement with different situations. And different situations call for different involvements. And what I mean, so then I've come up, I like to sometimes think that there are synonyms for mindfulness or synonyms for practice. And one of the great synonyms I like is the word participation. So rather than how can I be more mindful here, how can I participate more fully in what's going on here? And in some situations, the idea of participation is important. Because some people who rely on mindfulness, one of the shortcomings of our mindfulness tradition is that it's too easy to fall back or think that you're always supposed to have this kind of self-conscious, kind of a self-conscious attention and a little bit distance, a little bit calm, and kind of, you know, always kind of focusing on what am I feeling here, what's going on with my breath, what am I thinking, what's the attachment here, is there delusion here, what's my intention, and it's all kind of self-preoccupied, which sometimes gets overdone in our tradition. And sometimes what's really important is to just, and it's really important is to let go of one self-preoccupation, let go of the focus on oneself. And some situations require that let go completely and just really be there. And so the word participation is a wonderful one. How do I participate fully in this activity here? So, for example, if it could be something simple as washing the dishes at home. Is sometimes washing dishes, it's nice to do it being very mindful of thoughts, feelings, breath, body, your relationship to it, your intention, and you can learn a lot from that. And sometimes what's more valuable is to learn how to let go of that whole focus on self and just do the dishes. Enter into the world of dishes as if that's all there is. You and the dish, you and the soap. And just become almost, they like the word, one with the dishwashing, where you kind of forget all this. The way of sweeping in mindfulness, often in mindfulness practice, is you sweep mindfully, aware of the feelings, what it feels like to hold the broom, and you know, the sound of the rake across the gravel, and you know, and your feelings, your relationship to it all, and you know, it's a big world to explore. The way you rake in Zen is you become the raking. You don't, you know, you kind of disappear in the process of raking. You participate so fully in that activity. So sometimes there are some activities where what's called for is not careful attention in the way that we often think about it in mindfulness, but what's called for is a capacity, again, to be flexible, to let go of any kind of real focus on oneself and concern with oneself even, in order to really fully enter into that in a clean way, in a full way, without resistance, without holding back, without judging, without having a sense of self involved. There has to be the wisdom to know when that's appropriate. But it's very powerful to have sometimes in life where we enter into something so fully that we have a feeling, experiential feeling, of not being self-focused in any kind of way at all. And that just all falls away, and we kind of disappear in the activity of washing dishes. It's relatively safe in washing dishes to do that. There might be situations in life where it's not safe, not appropriate to kind of merge and participate so fully with the situation or the person. But there are times where that's you know, what's called for. And I've seen, I think, too often that mindfulness students err on the side of this kind of self-conscious mindfulness that keeps them a little bit removed from what's going on. And Zen students sometimes err on the side of being too merging with what's going on and not aware of what's, you know, going on inside of them and their feelings. And, you know, so the Zen student can be seemingly completely merged with raking and not aware that of all the anger that's there. And the Vipassana student is aware of all the anger and they've forgotten about the raking. So anyway, so the flexibility and fluidity of going back and forth and different kinds of attention and different ways of being. And that the fluidity, the flexibility is part of that maturation, is part of that growth. And so how fluid are you? How flexible are you? How willing are you to, how able are you to kind of change modes of attention, modes of being, depending on what the situation calls on? So that's my thoughts for today. One kind of attention perhaps was called for when you were sitting here. Another way of being in the world is called for those of you who are going to stay and help with the cleaning. And maybe one person can go outside.